A recording.
Okay, welcome to the State of Arizona Acupuncture Board of Examiners meeting for August 28, 2024, being held telephonically. Will come to order. The director will please note the roll.
Absolutely. Board Member Tomas.
Here.
Board Member Lahavi.
Here.
Board Member Fontes.
Present.
And Chairperson Tan.
Present. Good afternoon and welcome to the Acupuncture Board of Examiners meeting. As this is a teleconference meeting, I will ask that each member identify themselves prior to speaking and that all votes be done through roll call by the executive director. The first item on the agenda is a declaration of any conflicts of interest.
Actually, I believe I might have some.
Tomas, yeah.
Board member, yes, sorry. My name is board member Jose Tomas. For the renewal, license renewal, my name is on there. So,
yep.
At least for that one, I'll be sitting out.
You'll withdraw from the vote?
Yes.
Jaraminski, is that okay with quorum as we have?
Well, we need to have all four members involved in all the votes for this meeting. Mona, A.G. Baskin, would it be okay if he abstained from the vote on that?
I believe she has her microphone.
Yeah, you would need all four members to be voting today.
Okay, and A.G. Baskin, is that okay if Board Member Tomas does vote, even though his name is on the renewal list?
No, he cannot do that.
Okay.
So can we skip that agenda item potentially, Director Jaraminski?
Yeah, Chairperson Tan, board members, that's not a problem. These individuals, their licenses have already been renewed. What we'll do is we'll take this list and we'll add it to the list for next month for the board to just do both of them for ratification at that time.
Okay, that sounds acceptable.
Yes.
Appreciate that, Board Member Tomas.
But it looks like Chairperson Tan, we can still do agenda items 5A, B, C, and E, and skipping D.
Okay, so let's move back to agenda item number 4. This item on the agenda is review, discussion, and possible action regarding legislation, substantive policy statements, and potential rulemaking. Director Jaraminski, can you provide a summary?
Yeah, absolutely. Board members, Chairperson Tan, this is an item that you've asked to just leave on the meeting in case anyone wanted any discussion on them. We're going to have some discussion acupuncture assistance on this meeting. Just informationally, we're having some back and forth on our herbal therapy substantive policy statement and expect that there will be some changes recommended at the September board meeting.
Okay. And the potential rulemaking?
More of the same also in September. You can look forward to some recommendations for rule changes, including codifying these policy statements.
Okay, was there any discussion on those recurring agenda items, including the acupuncture assistance, the herbal therapy, and the laser? Any board members? Okay, if there's nothing to discuss, then let's move on to item number 5. The next item on the agenda is review, discussion, and possible action regarding application for licensure and certification. Director Jaraminski, or maybe we can ask License Coordinator Graham to give us an introduction.
Correct.
Yes, Chairperson Tan, board members, I would like to start with item A, the ratification of licenses issued. We went through, Dave and I went through these applicants' applications, 1 through 15, and found that they all qualified for licensure for the board, and we asked for your ratification on the items 1 through 15.
And Richard, yeah. If you would just present on all the items, so the
board do them all at once.
Yeah, because the board could vote on them in one motion.
Okay. For item B, there are 4 that applied for certification as auricular acupuncturists that we found qualified for licensure through their applications and ask that the board ratifies items B1 through 4 as well.
Okay.
And we have, there was one acupuncture assistant that was registered through one of the training programs that had been previously approved by the board, and there was just one that item for C.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong. This is Vice Chair Fontes. Did you say that your first item was auricular acupuncturist?
I may have misspoken. The first item was the licenses issued for the regular acupuncturist, yeah. And item B was for the certificates of auricular.
Yeah, B was for auricular.
Okay. The auricular applications are for certification, not licensure.
I apologize for misspeaking that.
For certificates. Go ahead. Yep. Okay. Continuing here, did we want to skip D as the renewals? Is that what you're suggesting, Director Jarminski?
Yes, let's skip D. And Richard, if you would just speak on E, and the board would vote on A, B, C, and E as a one motion.
Yes. Right now we only had one who submitted a renewal for their auricular certificate, and that they qualified for renewal, and asked the board ratifies E1 as well.
Okay. Do we have a motion for ratification?
This is Board Member Lahavi. So I move to ratify agenda items 5A, B, C, and D, and E.
Oh, A, B, C, and E. We're Sorry. Skipping D because of that conflict of interest.
Oh, that's right. So I move to approve item 5A, B, C, and E.
Thank you. And do we have a second?
This is Vice Chair Fontes. I second.
Oh, so motion by Board Member Lahavi and seconded by Board Member Fontes to ratify the licenses 5A, B, C, and E. And we need a vote. Director Jarminski?
Yes, we do. Need a vote.
Could you provide a roll call?
Oh, certainly. Certainly, yes. Board Member Lahavi.
Yes, aye.
Board Member Tomas.
I approve.
Board Member Fontes.
Aye.
And Chairperson Tan.
Aye. Okay, the motion passes unanimously. The director will record the vote. Moving to agenda item number 6.
I'm sorry, Chairperson Tan, just informationally, you were asking about licensing numbers in prior meetings, and we did a search for the last 12 months ending July 31st as far as how many licensees that we've lost through expiration and how many we've gained through initial licensures. And if you put the two of them together, we're down 6 licensees in the last year.
In the last how long a period?
12 rolling months.
12 months. Thank you for that information.
Yeah.
The next item on the agenda is review, discussion, and possible action regarding the acupuncture assistant training program. Director Jarominski, I believe we have a few applications.
Absolutely, Chairperson Tan, board members. Our first will be AcuHealth. I believe we have a representative from them available for the board to have a conversation with. They've submitted documentation pursuant to the application and the board's policy statement. And so I would ask that the board review this application at this time.
Okay, I wouldn't do it one item at a time. Is there any discussion or questions regarding the AcuHealth application?
This is Vice Chair Fontes. The application looks to be in order to me, and I'd like to add that I am pleased that we're having more of these applications. As you know, that there are very few registered assistants, and then I believe that doesn't reflect the reality of what's going on out in the with the licensees. The board has not effectively communicated to the licensees the need to register their assistants. And I think that more of these programs being approved will certainly help our cause at the board.
Thank you, Vice Chair Fontes. Do we believe that we need to speak to the applicant in person, or are we happy to move forward? And Director Jereminski, do we need a motion to approve this course and this application?
Yes, I would need a motion to approve the training program.
Now, is this? I would like to speak with the representative.
Sure. Is the applicant available? Unmute the microphone.
Hi there. This is Dr. Ava. I'm here.
Oh, I just have one question. Is are you providing this for the applicants in Arizona, in the whole of Arizona, or is this for a specific office, or what's your intention?
You know what? After listening to what you just said, I developed this program for the employees that we have here in this office. But having heard you said that, I would love to, absolutely get it out there for us to get more acupuncture assistants registered. I would love to do that.
And Dr. Emerson, tell us a little bit about your clinic. You just have one clinic, or you have many locations?
Excuse me, I'm a little nervous. There's so many of you. Yes, we just have the one clinic right now, the brick and mortar. And it's pretty small. We have one other acupuncturist here with us. And then we do have a medical assistant that we're hoping to get registered as an acupuncture assistant that helps with kind of some of the, getting blood pressure and things like that taken care of. And we have three treatment rooms, a community area, pretty small, but we're trying to get it more efficient and, get a little more growth.
Good. It just helps us at the board understand a little bit. And we appreciate you taking on following the correct protocols to register your acupuncture assistance. And thank you.
Thank you so much.
Any other discussion or questions?
Yes.
So are you going to have like official course start times or people register? How is it like whenever people come to you?
Yeah, you know what? Just because we offered it to get the more, certification in this office, I hadn't really planned that all out, but I can definitely look into that process. I'm not sure what the procedure is for listing courses and, I'm not sure what the approval process is, if you guys would have it listed somewhere, if we would just market it, but I can definitely do it more structured to where it's offered periodically.
No, that should be fine. I mean, the process here is just to approve the course and then you implement the course as you require. I believe that's okay. Is that okay. Satisfactory to you, Board Member Lahavi?
Yeah, I would love for it to be like some stuff videotaped for, like an app where people can see and learn some of the material and then come in person for some of it. So
absolutely. I would love that.
Yeah, that would be really.
And then a great way to get this information out, if you're a member of the association, you could probably bring it up there and offer it to the...
That's a great idea. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Do we have a motion to approve the acupuncture assistant training program provided by AccuHealth?
This is Vice Chair Fontes. I'd like to approve the training provided by AccuHealth.
Do we have a second?
This is Board Member Lahavi. I second that.
Very good. We have a motion by Vice Chair Fontes and seconded by Board Member Lahavi to approve the acupuncture assistant training program by AccuHealth. All those in, well, we need to do a roll call. Director Jaraminski?
Absolutely. Chairperson Tan. Board Member Lahavi?
Yes.
Board Member Tomas?
Aye.
Board Member Fontes?
Aye.
And Chairperson Tan?
Aye. So the motion passes unanimously. The director will record the vote. Now, do we have do we have a representative of Zamora Acupuncture online? Not as yet. And would anyone like to make any comments in regard to the assistant training program that Zamora Acupuncture has provided? Vice Chair Fontes, are you satisfied with the program?
The more the merrier, absolutely. Bring it on.
Any other comments? Do we have a motion to approve Zamora Acupuncture's assistant acupuncture training program?
This is Vice Chair Fontes. I would like to approve Zamora's acupuncture assistant training program.
Do we have a second?
Board Member Tomas, my second.
Okay, we have a motion by Vice Chair Fontes to approve the Zamora Acupuncture assistant training program, seconded by Board Member Tomas. Director Jaraminski, please run the roll.
Absolutely. Board Member Lahavi?
Aye.
Board Member Tomas?
Aye.
Board Member Fontes?
Aye.
Chairperson Tan?
Aye. So the motion passes unanimously. Director Jaraminski, please record the vote. And then we can move to item number 7 on the agenda, is the review, discussion, and possible action regarding animal acupuncture. Director Jaraminski, can you provide us an introduction?
Absolutely. Chairperson Tan, board members, this is an item that was kind of moved over from the last month. The board reviewed this application along with the proposed fee for it, I think our AG Baskin wanted some more granularity on the agenda for the notice for that, and so we've done that, and so now I would ask that you approve the application and set the fee for this. I'm not sure what it is exactly, a certificate, I suppose, for more like an endorsement on your license.
The veterinary acupuncture application, is there any discussion, questions? Any discussion on the fees?
This is Board Member Tomas. I was just curious about the fees. I think that was a question last time this came up, as far as what it was going to be, and as far as making sure that it's a reasonable cost for the profession.
Mm-hmm. In line with our other fee schedule, and yes. Director Jaraminski, could you give us
a... Chairperson Tan, Board Member Tomas, the proposed fee is $100.
Mm-hmm.
And so just as a informationally, you know, for us, a temporary license is $150. The application for a first-time application is $150. The renewal of an application or a license is $275. And so we've set that a little bit below all of our other fees. I don't anticipate there to be a huge flood of these individuals wanting to do veterinary acupuncture, but the statute allows us to set a fee, and so I think we should.
And can you just remind us of the application requirements again, Dr. Jaraminski?
It's just proof that the person has a current certification in animal acupuncture by the American Board of Animal Acupuncture or from the NCCAOM in animal acupuncture, and that they have to receive a referral from a veterinarian and comply with, you know, they have to be registered with the board and so on. There's not a great deal of requirements, just that they are certified and that they're registered with the board.
Okay. Was there any other discussion?
I have a question about the referral.
Yes, Vice Chair Fontes, please.
So is this a referral for to get the addendum, or is this a referral for treatment?
Treatment.
For treatment.
So for every animal that gets acupunctured, there needs to be a referral from a veterinarian.
It seems that way.
Thank you for that clarification.
And I assume that that referral is just once, and then there could be multiple treatments of acupuncture. I mean, I don't know if we've specified the details.
So the chairperson remembers that the statute says that an acupuncturist who's treating an animal must be in compliance with all the following. And the portion that you're looking for says has received a referral for acupuncture treatment from a licensed veterinarian who has diagnosed the animal. So it doesn't sound like every time you bring the animal in, you need a separate referral. It's just you need a referral for the treatment of a specific ailment.
And then it's up to the acupuncturist to create a treatment plan. That sounds reasonable. Was there any other discussion? Director Jaraminski, we need a motion for specifically the application fee amount.
Yeah, so I would ask that there be a motion to approve the application and to set the fee at $100.
Do we have a motion?
This is Vice Chair Fontes. I'd like to approve the application and I make a motion to set the fee at $100 annually.
Do we have a second?
Yeah, this is Board Member Lahavi. I'll second the motion that Fontes made.
Motion by Vice Chair Fontes and seconded by Board Member Lahavi to approve the application and set the application fee for animal acupuncture at $100. Dr. Jaraminski, could we run the roll?
Absolutely. Board Member Lahavi.
Aye.
Board Member Tomas.
Aye.
Board Member Fontes.
Aye.
Chairperson Tan.
Aye. So the motion passes unanimously. Director Jaraminski, please record the vote. Okay, next item on the agenda is review and discussion. Do we have the individual present that is relevant to this item number 8? Director Jaraminski, can you see him there?
Yeah, I'm looking to see, is Jason Caldwell on the line?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Jason.
Hey there.
All right. Item number 8 is the agenda item to review and discussion possible action regarding allegations of unprofessional conduct. Director Jaraminski, can you start by providing a summary?
Absolutely. Chairperson Tan, board members, this is an allegation complaint that was submitted by the patient. It is in its essence a fee dispute. The patient was receiving laser therapy on his feet, decided to discontinue that therapy. There was a disagreement about returning the fees for that therapy. Ultimately, he went to small claims court where he received a judgment, which is in your materials for you to review. The board does have the power to require that licensees refund fees if they find that they were inappropriate or so on. However, this person already has a judgment from the court to pay those fees. However, has not done so at this point. After having conversations with our licensee, LAC Caldwell indicates that he does plan on paying that fee. However, just doesn't have the means at the moment. And so I would recommend that the board offer LAC Caldwell a consent to comply with the court order by a certain date that the board is comfortable with. And if he fails to do so, then you could set some sort of disciplinary or non-disciplinary action associated with that.
Thank you.
Sorry, I lost the connection there for a little bit, so I had to call back in.
Okay, we can hear you. Can you hear us,
Jason? I can hear you fine.
Okay, Mr. Caldwell, thank you. It was just giving us an introduction to the statement. Okay. And Do we have any discussion prior to hearing from Mr. Cobo?
I don't. Well, are you addressing me?
Yes. Oh, no. Just a moment. Yes, IAG Baskin.
Yes, generally, and Mr. Jerminski, I don't mean to, step on your toes, but generally, you're probably going to say this. The boards will hear from the licensee, ask them questions, and then at that time, they would go ahead and engage in deliberations.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you. And just informationally for the board, your options today are to dismiss this case, to issue a letter of concern, or to offer him a consent agreement. If you feel that of some type, if you feel that some other disciplinary or other outcome is would be more beneficial, then you'd have to move this to another meeting.
And just to clarify, any board member has the ability to ask to motion for an executive session if we wanted to discuss that
certainly.
Case.
Certainly. If you had, there's very specific reasons to go into executive session. You would need to state what that reason is, including receiving legal advice from your attorney. And then mm-hmm. if you, and then we could go into executive session. I can set that up.
Okay. Appreciate it. Thanks for your patience, everyone. This is our first potential case in this area. So Mr. Caldwell, licensee, please let us know the situation.
The situation with Mr. Warner, I believe it's the Mr. Warren, was that this gentleman came in with some neuropathy issues and I deal not only in acupuncture needles, but I also do high power laser for muscle tissue and nerve regeneration by the creation of new blood vessels or Shea, Chui, and Qi. We did the treatments. He signed the consent forms, and we talked about his potential of being sore post-treatment, which happens with acupuncture needles, cupping, etc. This gentleman came in for his second treatment the next day, and after that, I believe it was like 3 or 4 days afterwards, he missed his appointment, and when we called him, he stated that he was sore from the treatment that he had on the second day. I believe you have all the document notes there. But I don't have them directly in front of me. All the sub-note charts.
Okay. And did this gentleman, did he sign up for a number of treatments?
Yes. Well, I gave him a ginormous discount on this since it was the end of my season. It's about April, I believe, is when it is. And I believe he told me he was leaving in a week. So I gave him about 10 treatments. For I believe it was $1,300 or $14. Normally that package sells for about $7,000. However, anyways, and so the point is that we did a fair amount of treatment on him. I think we did about 6 treatments. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Can you tell me if I'm right?
That's
on the
sub
note chart.
Continue.
Well, he inquired about a refund since he was sore, and I told him that he needs to check over his documentation. He's more than welcome, but that there are no refunds to this, and it states, and he checked it, that if you don't complete your sessions, you won't have, positive outcome, as in, like, a relief of neuropathy or muscle rip or whatever it is that you come in for. And I told him if he was sore, that's okay. It's a good thing. It means I've gotten blood flow down to an area that I haven't had it in a long time. It doesn't happen all the time, but it can happen. And that he just needs to take a few days off. The soreness will dissipate. And then I look forward to seeing him again for his next treatment, probably mm-hmm. The week after. I went off to Florida to open up other franchises out there. And I didn't hear back from him until I believe I got a letter from the district or the court of Apache Junction stating that I had a case for small claims.
So you never attended the court case against you in Apache Junction?
I did.
And his claim was that the treatment was ineffective and he just wanted his money back?
Well, he didn't claim that it wasn't effective because obviously he had some results from the treatment. But he did claim that he wanted his money back since he was sore from the treatment. And even though the contract that he did sign specifically states that you could be sore post-treatment and there are no refunds, the judge saw in his favor because he pleaded that he was an elderly man about fixed income. And I consented to the judge that the only time I offer a refund is when the patient is terminal or has passed on. And so the judge saw in his favor, and there really is no objection to what the judge cited on. So I'm kind of stuck with that judgment. And there is I am aware there is a 9.5% interest on that judgment, on that amount that's owed. Due to the economy and the fact that we are in a recession, my business has taken a ginormous hit. And so, like I explained to, I don't know if it's the officer that called me initially.
Mm-hmm.
Later this month, I said that I do plan on paying this off. Obviously, it's court ordered. There's no getting around it. But as soon as the snowbirds come back into town, I should have this, nullified. It shouldn't be an issue anymore. However, that doesn't happen until the snowbirds get back sometime late October. They usually don't come out of their house for anything until around November 4th, 5th. So with all my expenses piling up, that's either I stay in business.
Sure. Just to be clear, Mr. Stillwell, the court ruling gave the amount to return. It didn't give you a timeline. It just gave you an interest rate. Is that correct?
That's correct. Okay. But there is a percentage. There is an interest rate on that. So it's better if I pay it off sooner than later, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Right. Is there any discussion? Any questions, board members?
This is Vice Chair Fontes. Mr. Caldwell, your argument is very, solid, and you're in agreement with your policies and procedures. It sounds like you were doing your best to service your clients. The issue as a board member,
yes, sir,
that we have is that, whether we agree with your actions or not, there's an injunction and an order to pay. So while we do sympathize with your position, I think as far as personally, I'm going to have to insist that this gets paid within a reasonable manner. We're going to give you the opportunity to give us a hard date, or we can come up for you.
Well, I told the gentleman I spoke with over the phone, I believe he's there, that I'd had this paid off before the new year.
That sounds reasonable to me, but that's up to the board in its entirety.
Well, this is my what I'm looking at. It's either I make payments on it and run the risk of going out of business and going bankrupt, and therefore there is no money to pay the patient, or
we sympathize with your position, and I'm in agreement with your proposal.
Yeah, and was there any was there any other questions from Mr. Caldwell? And that sounds reasonable to me as well. If we put we're talking about $1,300, we put a payment date by December 31st, 2024.
Did you just add, this is Board Member Lavi, did you just add up that 7%? Is that how you got to it?
It's not 7%. It's 9.5%. I misspoke. I mistyped it when I wrote it in the email. I apologize, but it's there in the document.
On top of the 1300, which was the initial.
It was less than 1300. It was only the amount minus the, two or three treatments that the...
From the court injunction?
Yes, well, I apologize. I'm not looking at the amount here. I know what I charged him. What he was asking for was the amount minus the first couple of sessions. So that's why it's lower than $1,300. Excuse me.
Chairperson Tan, board members, the court ordered that LAC Caldwell pay $1,054 plus $25 court fee and the 9.5% interest. It would be $1,079 plus interest. My recommendation is that if you are going to require that you comply with the court, that you don't state a specific number, but you simply say that you comply with all requirements of the court in reference to the case number.
Thank you.
Okay, so would someone like to make a motion?
Excuse me. This is Mona Baskin. The board is going to need to, if you're going to offer a consent agreement, which would be a disciplinary consent agreement, you would have to find a basis for unprofessional conduct and state that on the record and have discussion about how this conduct constitutes it unprofessional conduct under your statute.
So, Aid, you've asked to just confirm that we can't place a date on that unless we actually state some sort of misconduct of some sort.
And H.E. Baskin, yes. I appreciate that. Is the board is required to do a disciplinary order in the case of a consent? Do you not consent to a non-disciplinary order?
The only way that you can consent to a disciplinary order on your statute is under ARS 323951, that subsection E, and it states the board may also issue a non-disciplinary order requiring the licensee to complete a prescribed number of hours of continuing education in an area or areas prescribed. So that is really the only way that you can do it. I mean, you could have like a other boards use non-disciplinary consent agreements for individuals that need a timeout for the profession to address substance use or behavioral health issues. But in a case like this, if you are actually ordering somebody and one of your licensees to fulfill some requirements pursuant to a consent agreement, you would have to have a finding of unprofessional conduct because in this case, your licensee has a due process right to appeal that. So you just can't order him to do this without.
I understand, and I'm not saying that the board should order it. I'm saying in the case of a consent agreement, which would be different than a unilateral order of the board.
But a consent agreement is an order of the board. It's an order of the board that the board and the licensee have entered into for and pursuant to the statute that requires him to go ahead to pay back. It you'll see in that statute, it states that this is another disciplinary options in addition to options by.
Well, in effect, Mr. Colwell hasn't really failed to pay. He was not ever given a timeline or injunction to pay, right? Correct?
No.
So that's difficult. That the disciplinary action is that, you know, from the board's perspective, of course, we want the licensees to pay these injunction fees, of course, but if it doesn't have a timeline, it's very difficult to enforce.
Well, but the court will go ahead and enforce that. I think that from what I heard the board members discussing is that you had concerns about that treatment had not been finished for this client. And his refusal or his not fulfilling, you know, the treatment obligations. But at the same time, you have to consider that he did sign paperwork, billing paperwork. And then the board also has to discuss whether or not this type of billing dispute constitutes unprofessional conduct under your statute.
Can I add one thing? I have other patients that well, this is Mesa, so this is in a very wealthy high income area. I do have some of those patients that will get one treatment, as I do a discount for these individuals to come in and try, and a lot of times I can, you know, heal the issue in one treatment, so it's a very low cost. Well, sometimes, and particularly in this case, as what I believe anyway, this gentleman got really great results did not want to own up or to admit that, and just decided he didn't want to do any more treatments and to retain some of the money back that he paid for the whole treatment package. So, and this gentleman was over halfway done, I believe, with his package and decided to stop coming in. So that's where, you know, I was a little upset about the situation and asking for it and then filing a claim for a refund with the court of Apache Junction.
Mr. Colwell, were you willing to give his money back for the treatments he had not attended? Was that, did you actually offer that?
So he purchases a package. So individuals will purchase a package. The package is a discount level for them to do the treatments.
Yeah.
Now, each of these treatments is $250. So I give them a big discount when they purchase the package because that guarantees they're going to come back to see me and I can, you know, guarantee that they're going to have better results instead of coming in when people want to every, you know, other week or once a month, because the treatments, whether you're doing acupuncture needle, whether you're doing cupping, whether you're doing medicines, whether you're doing laser, do not work that way. You have to have consistency and compliance with the patients. So giving them a package option, they're not required to do it. Giving them a package option makes them more compliant for the treatments and for the results.
I understand this situation. It's just that we also have a court injunction for the payment. So did you ever consider appealing the judgment if you felt it was unfair?
I cannot appeal the judgment. That was what I was saying in the opening statement. So that's what the judge told me before the court case began, that it was not her decisions or final. So if I could appeal, I would have appealed.
Chairperson Tan, board members, would it be beneficial to have an executive session to ask some more specific legal advice of your attorney?
I believe it would, just from the legal advice perspective and what are our options.
Okay. I think that would be helpful.
If we could have a motion to go into the executive session.
I move to go into an executive session.
Okay, board member.
For legal advice.
For legal advice, please.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll just exit the meeting. And then
we need a second and we need a vote. Okay.
I'm board member Tomas. I second that.
Okay, we have a motion from board member Lahavi, a second from board member Tomas to enter executive session for legal advice. We'll exit this meeting briefly and enter the executive session meeting. Okay.
Do we have a link for that?
How do we do that virtually, Director German?
I sent a link just a bit ago with a link to a new Zoom meeting or a Google Meets meeting for executive session. So if you would exit out of this meeting, and I'll keep it open on the sidebar over here, muted obviously, and then we could have executive session in a separate.
So we all exit this meeting and join the other meeting, and then we'll come back to this meeting.
What happens to the other people on the call?
They'll stay on this line.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and if we could just have a vote for that, Chairperson Tan, is that all right?
Oh, yeah. Can we have a roll call to enter executive meeting?
Absolutely. Board Member Lahavi.
Aye.
Board Member Tomas.
Aye.
Board Member Fontes.
I believe Board Member Fontes is already in the other
meeting.
We need him.
You're in the other meeting, David. You want to just
send a message real quick?
Can I ask a question?
No, sir, you cannot. This is the board is making an official board of the vote of the meeting.
Got it. Refer to the court. Refer to the standing order.
We lost Vice Chair Fontes.
Richard, if you could hold on 1 second, I'm still in the other meeting.
And did you send that link out by email?
Director? Yes. Yes, I did.
Okay, got it.
So, Mr. Jerminski, do we need to log out of this meeting?
Well, You can. That would probably be the safest way to do it. You could also mute your yourself on this one and turn off your camera. But I would suggest that you just exit the meeting entirely, just to avoid any potential technology.
So let's return to the roll call. Apologies, Vice Chair Fontes just left a little early. We're having a roll call for the motion to enter executive session. Director Jaraminski, one more time.
Absolutely. We've had Board Member LaJavi as an aye, Board Member Tomas as an aye. Board Member Fontes, how do you vote? To go into executive session. And Chairperson Tan.
Aye. Okay. We'll log out and log into the other meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
Everybody, I have a patient that's coming in right now, so I have to go. But I would just like to say that this matter would be done probably best if it was just deferred to the original court order that's standing. Thank you for taking the time to listen to me.
If you're not here, Director Gobo, we can't have your input. We're going to make a judgment, but it's up to you.
Yeah, there. Yeah, I have a patient. I have to go.
Yeah, that's not our problem.
All right. Thank you very much again.
Have a nice day.
Hi, Mina, are you there?
Lloyd, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
I'm here.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, that's very all interesting right. Stuff.
We might be here for a while. So
maybe for a few more minutes, but we're next up. So
Do you have patience? Are you gonna be okay?
I'm fine. I'm good.
Okay.
Well after two, so
okay. No problem for me. Okay. Sounds good. Well, we'll just be here. We'll answer questions and see if they have anything that they want to discuss, I think it's important that they know that we spent a lot of our, we've already invested a lot of our resources on this.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was one of the things I wanted to try to convey is that, we've put out a really sincere effort and we've really done this the right way.
Absolutely.
We've analyzed it. We've got experts that have looked at it. So that's the main thing I want to communicate.
Yeah, that's it. And that it's really a certificate. I keep hearing people say certification. There's a certificate program. And, Arizona is going to be the first. There's going to be the inaugural program where it's going to be launched. Other states are expressing interest because they're hearing about this.
I'm gonna let you tell them the difference between a certificate and a certification.
Yes, I will talk about that because I heard that one person that was talking about acupuncture. She said, I have a certification. I'm like, no, you don't. But that's okay. I will talk about that. I think what's great is the board is looking for some standardization, and I think that's what we can do with the veterinary acupuncture. Sounds like they're moving forward with just approving the,
It's basically what happened is, we went back and walked to the veterinary association.
Yeah.
Last year, we kind of worked it all out, and then when the law was passed and we were supposed to get together, they didn't care. They never bothered to call us back or anything like that. So we just submitted the statute is pretty complete. You know, and it was nice that I noticed that they said the certificate by the acupuncture or by the Animal Acupuncture Association or by NCCAOM.
Yeah, yeah. Which so means, which, right. I mean, I was thinking about that, and I thought what they're probably talking about is our approved programs for animal, I mean, our PDA, but not, but this could open it up for us to do a certificate program.
Yeah, yeah. I think we just have to get with the, and I suggested this early on. I just didn't, you know, I had my hands full, but I suggested early on to these folks and said, yeah, like, you know, we can do a board, national board certificate, you know, for the, you know, for them. And again, it's the same thing right now. They're issuing, they're doing their own exam.
Yeah. Right.
You know, which means, you know, there's a lack of credibility there. But if they right. the exam shifts right. over to you guys and they just regulate the content and approve the providers, which is what we're doing, right. now we've got another board specialty.
Right.
You know, that can have legitimate national recognition.
Well, you mentioned certificate, because when we're talking about it over the weekend, we said certificate of qualification, and you said something. You said certificate of a advanced training, or anyway,
excellence.
So yeah, certificate of excellence. Yeah. Okay, so I'll talk a little bit about that and how we, you know, we have this put together a really good program that requires separate education and separate assessment. A lot of the programs that are out there, the same providers teaching everything. So, you know, this is really our first true program that we're using best practices and a separate independent assessment. And yeah. I think Christina was on, so she may want to talk a little bit about, I don't know, her role in, you know, with all of this too. So I think, you know, kind of giving a refresher, my biggest thing with them is making sure that they're on board. So yeah. that way, when we're done, it's a product that they can use and not something that they don't. That's something that they will incorporate.
Right, right. And you know, they know that we're looking for their feedback and integrating their feedback. It gives everybody a bit of buy-in.
Yes.
You know, a little ownership.
Yes.
Into what's created.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think letting them know is Arizona's first. They'll be the first state to incorporate something like this
and
launch it. And other states will be looking to them for that. I mean, there will be details that we have to work out. Like they may ask me how much the application fee. We don't know any of that yet. We'll have to put, you know, we have to sit down and work out the details about the application fee or the fee for the educational approval process. But still, we have some time to be able to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess we're still being recorded, by the way.
Ew.
Oh. Well, we haven't said anything that they're not going to hear.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's fine. I think that's fine. Yeah, thank you for the reminder.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad you mentioned it. Well, I think this is good. I'm excited to be working with them and looking forward to their feedback. And, you know, we'll hear more. I think we're next, right? Are we next on the agenda?
Yep.
Okay, we're next. And then after that, they've got some other board business. I think we can drop off after that. And then I think their next meeting is going to be September, so between September 25th or December 4th, we'll probably need to meet with them to go over some more details in terms of all that stuff. So, yep. Sounds like a plan. How are you doing? Doing okay?
I'm doing fine. I had a very weird physical reaction to something that made my knees get very weak.
Is it during the weekend? You had something you ate?
I think I had some bad food, and it went to my knees.
Was it on Sunday when we were having dinner on Sunday?
I have no idea. I don't
know.
When
you feel it. Well, I'll tell you.
It was such a weird. Well, you know, usually, you know, if you get a little food bug or something, it's all digested. But I figured out what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I knew because I could fence on Monday, but barely anyway.
Oh, no. So you knew that was something you ate, yeah.
Yeah, and if it was just my left knee, which is always a problem, that is, well, no big deal. But it was both of them, and it's like, what the heck? But I've seen cases like that before where a foodborne pathogen can go to a particular joint, and it's kind of weird.
Yes. You know?
But I'm very excited about what we've got going on, and you know, So, you know, this is, this is very good stuff, actually. So we're.
It is very good stuff. It's very, very good stuff. Christina just texted me and said that she had to get off, but she's trying to get back on, and they're not letting her in, probably because no one is. I think, you know, we'll just wait.
Yeah, I'll just. Yeah, no one's manning the, manning the doorway, I guess.
Yeah. Right. I'll tell her. So we'll just go ahead and wait and see. I'm going to say they're still meeting on the ethics case, so we'll have to wait until he comes back. Let me see if there's okay. Yeah, I think we've got something here. Well, I'll tell you, I definitely had issues when I got back from my trip. I think it all hit me at once, you know, all the eating and everything. I came back and yesterday was not a good day. But I'm back.
Oh, Christina's back.
Hi, Christina.
Well, she's sort of back.
Yes. Hey, how are
you? There you are.
Are we the only ones in this meeting now?
Yeah, they're off to do an executive thing to figure out what to do with Dr. Yeah. Jason.
Oh my god!
And they're still recording this meeting, aren't they? It's up to up.
Yeah, we're still recording, by the way.
Oops.
Anyway,
we've been just sitting here talking about what we're going to talk about, so they can hear.
We were getting into conversation, and Lloyd's like, "Okay, thank you." So how was your flight back? Everything okay?
Yes, actually, my flight back was okay, and I'm only slightly jet lagged. Only slightly, and just problems with my mom always. When I come back, there's always some hoopla la, and today was no different, but everything worked out. And then this is the funniest part, right? So when I was gone to Arizona, the power company was putting the electric grid underground in my neighborhood. Yeah. And they, of course, were at my house, and I was in Arizona, and they cut my internet line, you know, because that's glad it wasn't the water or sewer, but it was the internet line.
Oh, still.
So, yeah, and I'm having a horrible thunderstorm now, so I don't know. Hopefully things will be okay. Anyway, so while I was still in Arizona, I called the cable company. I think it happened Thursday, so I called on Friday, and arranged for them to be there on Tuesday, which was yesterday. Yeah. And so I got home Monday. That's fine. I didn't have cable. I could go to the office, whatever, internet. And I have my phone. Thank gosh for my phone. So then I, they make an appointment to come Tuesday. So I'm rushing my last patient out, you know, because I can't leave her there with needles, obviously. So I'm rushing this patient out. I'm rushing here. And all of a sudden I get all these notifications on my phone. And I'm like, oh, yeah, the whole thing has come back, you know, all the internet's back. I mean, he must be there. So I get here and the FiOS guy's like, oh yeah, we put the line in. I'm like, okay, great. He goes, they'll come next week to bury the line. And I'm like, okay. This was yesterday the guy was here. Next week is next week. Today is the next day, tomorrow, right? So I'm on this meeting and all of a sudden my dog is going nuts. And I go out there and there's this guy digging around where the whole cable line was put for the temporary cable. And I run out there and this meeting is going on. And I run out there and I'm like, what's happening? Are you FPL? Are you cable? What are you? Oh, no, cable. Of course, you can't speak English. Cable. And I'm like, okay, but I'm on a big meeting. You can't cut my internet. He's like, no, 20 minutes. I'm like, what do you mean 20 minutes? What do you mean 20 minutes without the cable? What? 5 minutes. I'm like, no. Just at that moment, the storm started, lightning and rain. So all this time, they've been waiting in their car. And then they started moving on. And I was like, oh, no, it's going to cut off right when they go on. And sure enough, he finished it and it came back on as soon as they went out. So I was like, oh, this is like I'm just not even worried about anything anymore. All things will be fine. Everything will work out. I'm not even. So anyway.
You just have to be like, it's, I know I'm having a day like this today. It's like I'm having, for some reason, I have back to back and over. Like someone scheduled me for 4 o'clock to do a whole, because we're doing a real crosswalk with some of the European countries to go over our requirements, and can't make it. Sorry, I just got to miss it, you know? It is what it is. You know, it's one of those days that I'm thinking about, you know, in a couple hours, I'll be sitting and relaxing and reading a book. Or doing something.
I know. Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh. So there's a lot of bad storms going out there right now, right?
Yeah, right now there's a big front coming through. It's not a hurricane. Oh, gosh. It's a big storm.
It's a storm, yeah. We're supposed to be getting your storm tomorrow and the next day. I think it's coming up. Because I just saw the weather forecast for us.
Yeah.
Which I'm okay because today's 97. I'm done.
Oof.
No, I need a little bit of
I got back here.
Yes, and Lloyd, it's a different 97 than your 97.
No, I know 97. That's kind of nice, you know.
Yeah, up in Caldera, Arizona, and it was 81 degrees, and I thought, oh my God, I'm in heaven.
Yeah, because it's about 20% humidity, you know. It's like yeah. Even when it rains, it's only 50% humidity.
I know. But I will tell you, I was impressed with that rainstorm that came Thursday. My gosh. You know, we were sitting there having all of a sudden all this water just started coming and flood everywhere and everything cooled down. That was pretty I hadn't seen a monsoon like that. That was pretty impressive.
It's really interesting because you know you could get monsoon like crazy in Scottsdale and you go a mile west. Dries a bone.
Yeah.
You know, it's just interesting.
Arizona's got the most interesting weather and topography. I'm telling you, a couple hours and you're in the forest and you're in the desert and you're in the red rocks, then you're like everything, you're up in the mountains.
So different. Yeah.
It's very different. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really remarkable to tell you the truth.
Yes.
So different. If only I was 20 years younger.
Oh, yes.
I would think about it, but I'm just like, oof.
It's you get settled in. I mean, like for me, I just, it's like, it's so hard for me to think about leaving this area. And so it's like too much work. I'm just going to stay here.
So Mina, when the NCCMF was in Jacksonville, did you still live in DC?
No, I didn't move to Jacksonville because, former boss said, hey, what do you think of Jacksonville? I went down there. I'm like, I don't think it's for me. So I started basically looking for another position and she said, hey, do you want to telecommute? This is 2007. I said, sure, let's try it out. You know, 15 years later, and then we ended up moving the office back. So I never moved to Florida. I ended up going down there a lot and spending a lot of time down there. Yeah. But once we moved the office back to DC, then, you know, we still have maybe like two people that are in Florida that are still helping us on things, but most everybody's here, DC area. And I mean, we have an office in DC that we share with other associations, but I'm pretty much right now sitting in my basement working. That's why I have this thing up.
So a lot of people are telecommuting these days.
Oh yeah. I mean, I go into the office, like we have meetings and whatnot. I go into the office, but we have a lot of telecommuters. We have two staff in Chicago that do our testing, that work on our testing. We have a couple in Florida, some in the DC area. One woman who does that PDA, she's in Pennsylvania, she's an acupuncturist. So, you know, and then we work with an association management company, Smith Buckland. They help us with a lot of our, you know, customer service work too as well. But I just like being in DC because if I have to go meet with someone in the government, I just get in my car and go. And that's what we need right now. We need to have access to. Right now, we're working on our Medicare bill. We're actually thinking about working on getting a Senate sponsor. So I've got to go to the with our lobbyists to go see if we can, because the House is not, we're not getting anywhere with the House bill.
So
that work with the AFA? Is that you and the AFA, or is that just you guys? Or
we have our lobbyists. We hired a lobbyist through Smith Buckland, and then ASA, you know, is there to help with a lot of the grassroots movement. But like the actual lobbying day to day is Molly Ford and John Richards, and they're the two lobbyists that we hired to help us with the bill.
And you're the NCCA, when you say we, that's you guys, the NCCA.
That's us. We're paying for that. Yeah, we're paying for those lobbyists. Yeah. So we're paying for the lobbyists. And then, I mean, that's one of the reasons why we don't want to get a fancy office is we just want to be able to, you know, hire, you know, the right people to move us along through federal advocacy. And ASA, I mean, they're definitely involved and they do a lot of the legwork and the bringing, like connecting acupuncturists. Like, for example, if you live in a Republican district, We want to talk to you. We want to set up a call so that you can talk to your legislative, your right. congressperson so that we can get them on. Right now, we're trying to get more Republicans on the bill.
You know, I know that actually the fellow that was just on Jason, I know he's in Andy Biggs's district. I'm in Schweikart's district.
Yeah.
And I know one of our association members is in Gosar's district. So there's three right there in Arizona. We just have to, like, you know, get on it.
Right. Marilyn, I think Molly set up a call with Schweikert. We've got to get him because we've spoken to his office so many times. And there, I said, well, what is the excuse? So I think we're supposed to, that would be great, Lloyd, if you can get on and talk to his office with Molly as a practitioner, because there's no, I don't understand why he won't do it.
We've got probably 60 acupuncturists in the Scottsdale area. Most of those are in his district.
Okay.
So I think we can kind of organize that and make that happen. Off the chairman's back.
No problem.
We better shut up and behave.
Yes.
Apologies for the delay.
No worries.
Okay. We got every director. We have everyone back on board, apart from AAG Baskin.
Looks like we're missing a couple of members still.
Yeah, we're looking for Vice Chair Fontes. Had to click back in the meeting. Okay, we got Assistant Attorney General Baskin back. We need Board Member Tomas. There's Vice Chair Fontes. We have one more member, Board Member Tomas, to join. He's lost the meeting. Where is he?
I'll send him the the meeting information again.
How many more items are there? I'm not going to be able to be here all day.
There's only a couple more. We have a presentation from the National Acupuncture Injection Therapy Board next.
How long is that going to take?
Any ideas, Lloyd?
Maybe 10 minutes. Plus whatever questions you have.
And then there's very little after that.
Can I ask a question? Are you recording or did you start?
At this point for all the board members, I would ask, until we get Board Member Tomas back on the line here, that we just kind of wait patiently, unfortunately.
I'm not patient, and Board Member Tomas is eating up your time.
We need him for quorum.
I've messaged him and also sent an email.
I need your music.
Chairman Tan, in the interest of time, I don't think that we're going to be asking for any decision-making process here. This is more informational. So perhaps it's okay if we just go ahead and get started, and board member Tomas can catch up on the paperwork and discussion later, if that's okay. If you want to wait more, I'm okay with time. So
I'd like to close out this particular agenda item if we could, and unless we take an agenda item out of, like, I mean, he was just on our executive session and was going to jump back on this meeting.
I think it's a question for AG Baskin.
Now we try to interrupt this. AG Baskin, can you...
She's muted. She's talking, but she doesn't realize it.
Oh,
yeah sorry. Yeah, we would need a quorum, and we should really, as Mr. Jaraminski said, limit our discussion. And I do have another meeting at 1:30.
Right, and we do have another...
We've lost quorum, clearly.
If we lose quorum, we can't even take an item out of order.
No, the meeting's over. So the meeting would just end at 1:23 for lack of quorum, and we'd have to pick it up next month.
Right. Apologies, Lauren.
Or we can wait for him to come back.
We are waiting here.
We failed in quorum. We can't do anything.
No, we have no quorum.
And Board Member Fontes, you have a hard break at 1:30. Is that what you're saying?
AG, Baskin's hard stop trumps mine.
Well, I know.
You could be the bad guy.
No, I seriously do, and usually I never do, but I have something at 1:30. It's like,
well, he's not here. He's clearly broken quorum. We can't do anything. Let's adjourn.
All right. So then,
okay, we're not going to have time to finish this particular item agenda even.
So
are we just going to...
We're going to adjourn.
We could do a special session if you wanted.
Then we're going to have, I mean, we can't, the meeting we have scheduled is going to be for next month, right?
Correct.
Right. Mr. Wright, I apologize, but seriously, this is a legal issue. We cannot discuss board business, so we can't have any more discussion. So either we wait or the meeting ends for lack of quorum.
The lack of quorum. I'm going to have to go. Yeah. Have a great day.
Okay. All right.
So, okay. With little option, there be no further business that we can address today.
Right. And Mr. Wright, please follow up with Mr. Jaraminski. With no disrespect.
And we are adjourned at 1:24 p.m. Apologies to those that attended the meeting that could not present. Sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you, okay. Guys.
Thank you. The meeting's officially over. Sorry, Lloyd.